Resorts World Catskills, where luxury and excitement are so close by. Catch all the sports action and so much more at Resorts World Catskills. Dial *RWCAT to learn more.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.
Stay inside. Get some coffee. Toast up a bagel. Light up the fire. And away we go on the first Saturday in March. A snowstorm. But there's a lot to get into. We got Combine. We got villains returning to Long Island. Traitors, as it would be. We've got baseball. We've got Bryce Harper. We've got the Mets coming out, and Brody saying he loves this team's chances. And one player here and one player there does not mean to Brody Van Wagner that the Mets are still not the team in this division. So there's a ton going on. 800-919-3776. Stump Rothenberg comes your way at 10:30 this morning, as it does every single week. And we have so much to get into, and I was kind of debating which direction we start. Do we go with this Tavares story, which I thought was very interesting and surprising in the reaction of a lot of people of, oh, I don't like that, you know, sports fans would act like this. Islanders fans did zero wrong, nothing wrong. And I understand Canty's point of this guy didn't know and he didn't do anything wrong. I do. But you know what? You strung this organization along. And they got nothing in return for you. And I get why the fan base would be angry. And they didn't cross that line. I mean, listen, there was a jersey thrown, but nothing awful. They just made him unbelievably uncomfortable. And to be completely honest, I respect that. I'm a fan of the way the Islanders fans were the other night. Now, I mean, did they have enough to beat Washington last night and painful loss and all that? But we'll get into the Tavares and the Islanders and all that stuff as we run through the course of the morning. 800-919-3776. Why don't we do this? Why don't we spend a couple of minutes on Bryce Harper, on the Mets, on spring training, and how functional do the Yankees look, huh? I mean, just keep your head down, no injuries, mind your own business, and get me to the end of March, right? You don't want any Yankees news. You just, I mean, Voit, Bird, who's going to win that battle? How's Tulowitzki going to look? He's looked very, very good, by the way. Just keep your head down. Get to the end of March, and away you go. This Bryce Harper thing is interesting, and I know people are very frustrated. How could he leave? That's not right. He was a national. This is what happens. You know, he clearly did not want to stay in Washington. He wanted the long-term deal. And that's obvious because you know that he got offered a heck of a contract from the LA Dodgers and the Giants were interested as well. He wanted the long-term deal and he got 13 years. I mean, one of the longest deals in the history of sports is what he got. And do I love the deal? I like the deal for Philadelphia. Do I think he's there until he's 39? Probably so. Do I think they unload him at any point? He's got a no trade? Probably not. But it's not an astronomical, I mean, granted, $330 million, but he's $25 million a year. That's what he is. And I guess having the highest priced contract in the history of the game mattered to him. And that's what he has now. So if you're a Washington fan, Nats fan, trader, all those things, I don't understand, honestly. I think Bryce Harper is a wonderful player. But if I'm a Nats fan, I look at my team and I still love my team. I do. I mean, you have Juan Soto who slides right in there. You've added another elite pitcher. I don't have any problem with what Washington looks like right now. And this leads me to the Mets. So we'll get into the NFL and the Combine in a couple moments at 800-919-3776. This leads me to the Mets. And I know that Brody continues to have this brave stance of, we're fine. We have more depth. We have a very good team. There's no reason to worry. And I don't know if I'm concerned to this level about the Mets solely because they're the Mets or because I have real reason. But I'm sorry. And I know that Alonso's had a good first week of spring training. I don't have confidence in him at first. I might. That could change. But right now I don't. Second base Cano. Do I love the deal? No, I hate the deal. But do I think he could give you, you know, a good year? Yes. Shortstop Rosario? Yeah. I mean, again, not 100%, but you like him. Third base, I thought third base was fine. I thought between Lowry and Frazier and McNeil that you'd be fine. But now two of those guys are out, and it looks like they don't want to play McNeil in the infield. No, I don't know, third base, left field, yeah, I guess. The catching situation, it feels like, I mean, what Brody said was, I don't want to have too many ifs. And you know what it looks like right now? They have a lot of ifs. So we'll see. But if you're a Mets fan, I just, the Philly, and I said this yesterday, Rick was like, yes, yes, yes. Not Islanders, yes, 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 but just in agreement. The Phillies had the Mets offseason. Like, if you were a Mets fan, what the Phillies did this offseason was exactly what you wanted your team to do. And could you imagine that? Could you imagine if the Mets brought in David Robertson, Segura, McCutcheon, Harper? You would be ecstatic. You would be calling me right now saying, Dave, we have the best team in the division. But no, the Mets, and we know this, the Mets are creative, if you want to call it that, or frustrating, if you want to call it that, or I don't know, cheap, if you want to call it that. But they find, you know, different ways to handle things. The Phillies went out, and Real Muto, I don't even know if I mentioned him in my diatribe about what they added there. The Phillies went out and said, this is what we need, and this is what we'll get. The Mets went out and said, this is what we need, so we'll eradicate the farm system, and we'll bring back Jeris Familia. That, to me, I don't know, I'm sorry. I mean, with all the relievers on the open market, to just bring back Familia, and we'll bring in an older, look at every team around baseball. No team around baseball wants guys in their 30s. Now, we'll avoid that. Let's give us guys in their 20s on short deals. We don't want that, but not the Mets. If you're in your 30s, this is where you come, right? You're Todd Frazier, come on over. You're Jason Vargas, come on over. You're Wilson Ramos, come on over. Robinson Cano, let's go. Only the Mets. Jed Lowry, please, we'd love to have you here. Only the Mets. Everyone around Major League Baseball, I'd like to get younger. We don't want to give long-term deals because we'd like to. And the Mets, come on, let's go, pal. We want you. You're in your 30s. We, Uncle Sam pointing, we want you. That's what we want. You come here to play with us. Why? We are the Mets. 800-919-3776. And I got to be honest. And we talk so much football on this station. And you know that I could not love the Giants more. I think we are sitting here, and the back page of the paper, well, Dwayne Haskins wants to come to the Giants. And Kyler Murray said, I mean, we are so desperate to talk football. Kyler Murray said, could you imagine the Giants offense with him and Beckham and Ingram and Barkley and Shepard? And yeah, no, it'd be great. And Dwayne Haskins wants to come here. Dwayne Haskins is excited about coming. I mean, listen, that's great that he'd be willing to and want to come here. But unless you're, you know, a one in a thousand, everybody wants to go there. What player is going to be drafted sixth that's going to come out and say, oh, this is the last place I wanted to go? So the fact that Dwayne Haskins, it's on the back page of every paper today, Dwayne Haskins, get excited, Giants fans. Dwayne Haskins wants to go play with the Giants. So what? I'm not saying he's not a good fit, and I'm not saying I don't want him here. But the fact that he's saying, yeah, I'd love to go there, I don't care. So should I be excited if Daniel Jones is desperate to come here with the Giants? Great. They'll draft the quarterback, hopefully. And whether he's excited to come here or not, you'd hope that he's going to give you everything he's got and be a terrific quarterback. I don't care whether he's excited to come here. He grew up as a Giants fan. Great. Jamal Adams grew up as a Giants fan. If I'm a Jets fan, I love him right now. I don't care who you grew up rooting for. 800-919-3776. But here's my take on the Giants, and maybe I'm wrong, and I hope to God that I am. I don't have a lot of confidence right now. I really don't. I don't have a lot of confidence in ownership. I don't have a lot of confidence in Gettleman. I'm kind of lukewarm on where we are with Pat Shurmur. I don't know. And infrequently, I mean, listen, if you're a 60-year-old Giants fan, you understand that feeling. If you had to endure the late 60s and early 70s and Fran Tarkenton running for his life and just awful 3-12 football, yeah, you know what? You get it. But if you're a 40-year-old Giants fan, you haven't had a lot of bad times. I haven't had a lot of bad times. I mean, the beginning of me being introduced to the Giants, they were bad. Real beginning. And then it got good very quickly, and it was good for a really long time. Right? From the time I started rooting for them, which is like 80, till today, they've not had a lot of awful seasons. But look at what they've become. So am I supposed to believe in Dave Gettleman, who I don't think did the right thing in the draft last year? I just don't know. And it goes against everything that I truly believe in, that they're going to go bring. And I, you know, I love him and appreciate everything he did, but you're going to go back with Eli again? Now, if it's Eli and Haskins, who wants to be here, by the way, or Eli and Kyler Murray, who can't imagine what it would be like to play with some of these guys, that's fine. But if I have to go through another season of Eli Manning, or the Giants find again that Murray has is a height issue and Haskins has only started 14 games and this is a problem and that's a problem. I mean, come on. You didn't love any of these guys last year, so you say. You gotta love somebody, something this year, I would think. And by the way, guys, the more I hear about it and the more people I speak to about it, and Connor Rogers will join us from the Combine right at 11 o'clock. No RJ Bell today. RJ is a family issue, or he doesn't want to pay Canty, either one. But he won't be with us today. He'll be back next week. The more I hear about it, the more it really sounds like Kyler Murray is going to go to the Cardinals, and they're going to move on from Josh Rosen. Now, if you're the Giants, do you like Josh Rosen? You didn't like him enough to take him last year, and that's okay. But you're probably going to get him 80 cents on the dollar right now. If you like him, you learn from Eli from half a season. He's already had a season in the NFL. Imagine going from what that was to what this could potentially be. I'm not saying you do it, but it's certainly something to think about. 800-919-3776. So I guess my whole soliloquy, my whole starting point here is I just don't have a ton of confidence in the Giants right now. And I almost feel like the parent who shakes his head at the kid and says, you know, I love you, but. I don't know. Do I have confidence that they're heading in the right direction? I don't know. Do I hope they hit a home run in this draft? More than you have any idea. Now, tonight's UFC 235 pay-per-view featuring John Bones Jones defending his lightweight heavyweight title against Anthony Smith. And he was on our show this week, John Bones Jones. The most relaxed, mellow, mild guy you could ever speak to in your life. And you're going to watch him probably crush Anthony Smith in the main event. And it's going to be a huge event. Now, this is really cool. Be sure to tune into Ariel Helwani's MMA show from 4 to 6 p.m. today, right here on 98.7 ESPN. Ariel Helwani, ESPN's ultimate MMA insider. He's going to get you primed and ready for all of tonight's action. So you make sure to tune in from 4 to 6 p.m. right here on 98.7 ESPN. So that's our kind of jumping point. We'll start with the Giants. We'll get into this Tavares story. We'll get into the Harper and the Mets. And that's what my life is right now. I'm just hoping and waiting. That's what my sports life is right now. I'm hoping and waiting that the Knicks wind up with the worst record in the NBA, land the number one pick, and can get huge free agents. I'm hoping and waiting that the Giants do the right thing in free agency, get to the draft, and hit a home run. I'm hoping and waiting that the Mets can stay healthy and competitive in the National League East. My whole sports life is fingers crossed and wait.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.
Kind of the calm before the storm as far as sports is concerned. The literal storm is here, but the calm before the sports storm, right? We got NFL free agency is 11 days away right now. March Madness is 2 weeks from tomorrow, the tournament comes out, and baseball is later this month. So take a deep breath. Go into your hyperbaric chamber and get ready, because we are about to come out swinging as far as sports is concerned in March. Big Georgetown Seton Hall game tonight, by the way. I know people are excited by that. Georgetown one game under 500 in the Big East, and a win would put them right on that bubble. Now, it is in D.C., but they did lose to Seton Hall last time. A win would get them to 500 in the Big East. Two more games after tonight. St. John's with a terrible loss the other night, by the way. Home to Xavier. 800-919-3776. Let's get to your calls on all things sports. Let's go to Greg in North Carolina. Lead us off on a Saturday, Greg.
How you doing, Dave? First time caller. Love the show.
Well, I appreciate it. What's on your mind? Where are you at in North Carolina, by the way?
Hickory.
Where's that?
It's about an hour west of Charlotte.
Okay. All right, so go ahead. Bring it. What do you got?
Okay, I'm a 64-year-old Giants fan. If it wasn't for Pete Rozelle ordering the Giants to hire George Young, we'd still be in the abyss right now. Wellington Mara was clueless in the 60s and 70s. Anyway, Eli Manning, I've seen enough of this guy. He's only won playoff games in 2 out of 15 years. That's
yeah, but those are pretty good playoff wins, weren't they?
Yeah, they were great. I agree. But how long do we have to keep paying this guy $23 million a year?
Yeah, he's listen, I agree with you. At a minimum, and they're not going to do it, and you're going to probably, I mean, you know it. They said it this week. You're going to have to endure Eli Manning for this year as well. But the right thing to do would be to ask him to take a pay cut. I mean, the Giants have done so well by him. Greg, I have a question for you. Do you know where Eli ranks as far as career salary in the NFL?
He's probably in the top five.
Top five would be correct. Top one. No one in the history of the NFL has ever made more money than Eli Manning.
Okay, that's another reason why you should take a pay cut.
Greg, I appreciate the phone call. Let me run on here, and I agree with you. I mean, I wouldn't do it disrespectfully, but $23 million to a 38-year-old quarterback who's going to probably have his replacement here and better. Could you imagine going through another season? And then you have these, I don't want to denigrate anybody, but these people that think, well, let's put the best possible team around Eli. Let's improve the offensive line. Guys, this is what drives me crazy. This is not a team that's on the verge of winning anything. If you had an elite draft, the Giants had a really good draft last year. They took Lorenzo Carter. B.J. Hill, the Offensive Rookie of the Year, they had a really good draft, and it amounted to 5 wins. The highest paid left tackle in the history of football, Will Hernandez is good. It amounted to 5 wins. How can you be naive enough to think that if this team has a terrific offseason, that they're going to do anything this year? Is beyond me. They've won 8 games the last 2 years. They're looking to unload their best pass rusher. Rightfully so. I don't know what in the world they're doing with Landon Collins, who it sounds, you know, get him in and wants no distractions and doesn't want anything of that ilk, but he's going to play this game with Landon Collins. You should have traded him. If you don't want him, you should have traded him. Teams wanted him. I hosted an event, me, Canty, Landon Collins, the day of the trade deadline. And he said, yeah, he thinks he was probably almost moved. Now, did they want a 2 and couldn't get it? I think that's what it was. I think they were offered a 3. But you have to get something for him. Now, do you sign him now? Do you tag him now and trade him? It just, again, I don't have a ton of confidence in the direction that this is going right now. Anthony and Wayne. Anthony, you're on 98.7.
What's going on, Dave? How you doing?
Good, Anthony.
I have 2 questions. The first one, Kyler Murray, do you think, in your opinion, he's being talked about as the number one overall pick because
right.
of the whole Cardinals situation, or do you honestly think that he's number one pick material?
I'm uncertain, to be honest with you. I think the potential is there. I mean, here's the thing. You know, Baker Mayfield, great. Drew Brees, terrific. Russell Wilson, amazing. If he can, if he's capable of playing his game at his height and can take the punishment, then yes. I mean, athletically, I think he's got a great arm. You know, Lamar Jackson was a first round pick. This guy's so much better than Lamar Jackson. Now he's not as tall, but he's also not as frail. Jackson's always hurt. This is a legitimate quarterback. He's just small. I think there's the potential that he is a terrific quarterback at the next level.
And then my second question was pertaining to Lamar Jackson. I'm a Ravens fan. Mm-hmm. I think since letting go of Crabtree, they definitely have to draft a skill position, probably wide receiver. And out of this year's draft class of the wide receivers, who do you think that the Ravens should pick if they do decide to go that route? Somebody for Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. This is not, thanks for the call, not a great draft class as far as the receivers are concerned. Here's an interesting nugget for you. And keep an eye on this. And I don't know that it happens, but I've heard rumblings here. Le'Veon Bell to the Ravens. Just keep an eye on that. Because I know that they don't love either Alex Collins or what's the kid's name? Gus Edwards. They like them. They don't love them. Could you imagine? And Lamar Jackson with Lev Bell to dump it off to him all the time? And you take that, stick it to the Steelers like that? I don't know that that exists, to be honest. I don't know that there's a receiver that you're going to draft in this draft that's going to come in and just be a difference maker right away. 800-919-3776. Mitch in East Windsor. Mitch is on 98.7. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, Good. Dave? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Mitch. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, Kyle Murray. I think he's look at Baker Mayfield. I think the Cardinals are going to make a bold move and take him. Is it anything possible that the Giants could get Rosen without giving up this first round pick? Because I'd love to see him get the Bosa kid from Ohio State.
I do think no, you're not going to get Bosa. You can take that and throw it out the window. He's going to be the first non-quarterback taken.
Could the Giants move up?
You're willing to move up to take a defensive end? I mean, you want to give up next year's number one? He's terrific, and I like Josh Allen from Kentucky as well, but you want to give up next year's number one?
Mitch,
would you do this? Would you give up six and next year's one for Nick Bosa?
I guess that's too much.
And there you go.
I guess you're right.
But you can't do it for a defensive end. You can't.
Could they want it with Rosen and another player?
I actually think, and thanks for the call, Mitch, I really believe that you could get Rosen for your second pick and a player. Or your second pick in next year's. For two twos, you'd get Rosen. I really believe that. But do the Giants love him? See, I don't care about, well, he's already failed in one place. I care about the fact that maybe he doesn't have the DNA of what you need to be an NFL quarterback. That desperation to win is not there. That he knows at any moment, you know what, I don't need football. Financially, I don't need football. Do I worry about that? Yeah. But I can't answer for the Giants. And the Giants told us they didn't love anyone from last year's draft, which I don't believe is true, but that's what they told us. So if that's the case, how can you go back and take a guy? I don't know. There's a lot of moving parts here. All I know is that I can see the draft. Like a month ago, you'd be like, when's the draft? Late April. Now I can see it. We're March 2nd. Draft is April 25th. We'll be full swing into baseball by then. The Mets will have multiple guys on the DL by the time the draft comes around.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com. He's pompous.
Listen, shut up and I'll tell you the story.
He's arrogant.
Do you think there's a lot of things out there that I wouldn't be good at?
And sometimes he's downright mean.
I know you know what that's like, to be that uncomfortable, pimply-faced, not very popular kid.
But now it's your chance to prove him wrong.
It's dumb.
Call 800-919-3776 with your question and let's stump Dave Rothenberg.
If you can, we'll see. Now remember, Ty and Keith, we're not taking any 11-part questions, right? These are singular questions. Ty, you're the producer of the show. Would you like to kick off Stump
yes.
Rothenberg this week?
I love the way you started off the show. There is no better indication of, you know, baseball season being upon us than
a snowstorm, right?
Looking outside and see a snowstorm. So I got a baseball gem for you.
A gem, okay.
Who was the only player in Major League Baseball history to win what we'd call the Grand Slam of baseball trophies? I'm talking about the MVP, Rookie of the Year, World Series MVP, and All-Star Game MVP.
MVP, Rookie of the Year, World Series MVP, and All-Star MVP?
Yes, one player has done it in baseball history.
I'm going to guess Fred Lynn.
And your guess would be incorrect.
My guess is incorrect.
I will give you a hint. This person is no longer with us.
He's no longer with us.
Come on. This is a layup.
You know, just stop it. MVP, Rookie of the Year, World Series MVP, All-Star Game MVP.
Wi-Fi not working today, huh?
No, not as well as usually does. I guess the weather. I'm going to say Frank Robinson.
Ah, you know something, Dave? I kind of do that. But you are correct, my friend.
Now, I got to be honest with you. He's no longer with us was a big help.
Okay.
Yeah. But there you go. Now, I think Fred Lynn won Rookie of the Year and MVP in 75.
Yeah, not going to help you. I know you like to do that. Once you get a question wrong, you throw
it. I didn't get it wrong. I got it right on the second try. Yeah, I'm merely having a conversation. You know, I don't need to talk to you today. I'm going to go to Andy and Merrick. Andy appreciates me. Andy, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Dave, how are you this morning?
Good, Andy.
My man Chris Canty wore number 99 with the Giants.
Yeah.
Can you please name me three other New York Giants to don number 99?
Giants who have won number 99. All right, let's think here. Do we have to? We have to go way back.
No.
All-time Giants to wear 99.
You can go 1995 to the present. You should be able to get a few of them.
99. I'm thinking some strange people. Oh, Steve Diassi.
That's one.
Okay. Now Jesse Armstead was 98. 99. Keith Hamilton was not.
Yes, he was. That's two. I'll give
he
that.
He wore 99?
He did. Huh. Need one more.
I don't know that I know who wore 99.
You tell me when you're ready. I'll give you a couple.
There's many more?
There's a couple more that I can think of.
There's a couple more that you can think of. Christian Peter.
That's third one. You got it.
All right.
You could also throw in Cohen Jenkins and Ronaldo Wynn.
There you have it. Christian Peter went to where? What school? Nebraska. And his brother was Jason Peter, and I think they're from New Jersey. All right, here we go. Let's go to Trey in Brooklyn. Trey, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Dave, how do you do that, man? That is scary. That's scary how you do that. That's scary.
A lot of knowledge.
Okay. That's scary. That's ridiculous. Okay, I got it. We're in March, right? So we're getting ready for March Madness.
March Madness.
Okay, we're getting ready, but we're not going with March Madness. We're going with cinema and basketball.
Oh, come on. You teased me. My brain, like a dog, the drool is coming out, like March Madness. This is my wheelhouse. And then you're going cinema.
But that's why I did that, because me and Pat had a plan. Let me explain real quick. This was correlated yesterday in a phone call with Spike from New Jersey. I spoke with Spike on the phone for about an hour.
Really? So now you guys are getting together to come up with questions.
Actually, I just told him my question. This is like one of my favorite movies of all time. So,
all right, let's hear it.
You ready? Okay. In 1979.
Yeah.
The movie.
19 what?
1979.
All right.
The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh.
Okay.
In the championship game, who was the opposing coach to the team led by Dr. J, Metal Lark Lemon, and so forth?
I have no idea.
Who was the...
I have no idea at all.
It ties in to March Madness because, to me, this is the greatest college basketball team of all time. The 1990
Jerry Tarkanian.
Jerry Tarkanian was the opposing head coach in the movie The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh. Yes, sir.
All right, there you go. I didn't get it right. I can't take credit for that. He just said greatest coach, and I went there.
By the way,
800-919-3776. Let's go. Jimmy in Westchester is on Stump Rothenberg.
Hey, Dave. At the beginning of last season, the Major League season, the 2018 season, there was 9 players that had over 2,000 hits but less than 3,000 hits at the beginning of the season.
But we're not doing these 9 player questions. We can't do that. We got it right. We've stated that right. Ty, I mean, we're not sitting here having me go through a list. We got to do single questions, right? Give me one answer. Not 9. Let's go to Chris and Bethpage. Chris, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Hey, Dave, one thing. I'm second behind Spike in loving the segment. And anyhow, you should think about expanding it from 10:30 to 11. You know, add another 15 minutes. It's that possible.
We're in talks. We're in talks with very, very large companies to get involved. But
all right, because I've called 30 times so far, and I love this. So anyhow, here we go. Awards, because we had the Oscars last week. So I looked this up. There's been 15 people. Now, you're not going to have the name. Only there's 15 that won the what's called the EGOT. Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony. 15 people. Name the one black woman who's done it.
Oh, my God. Cicely Tyson.
No, good guess. And I'll say this. She's on. This woman is on TV right now. She hosted
Whoopi Goldberg.
There you go.
All right. Now, Keith, do you know what the EGOT is?
I have no idea what he's talking about.
I believe it's Academy. So you win an Emmy, an Academy Award, a Grammy, and a Tony.
That is correct.
That in its own right would be a nice question.
That is correct.
Right? That in its own right would be a nice question. Now, Keith, you claim to have a nice question.
I do. Mm-hmm. And it involves one of your co-hosts.
One of my co-hosts?
Yes. We had one call about Chris Canty.
Uh-huh. Now, well, you're going to go DiPietro, aren't you?
I'm going to go DiPietro.
Okay.
Bryce Harper.
39.
Bryce Harper signed a 13-year contract. I'm looking at a list right now of the top 10 longest contracts in U.S. sporting history. Rick, DiPietro is number 3 on that list with 15 years.
Okay.
Can you name me the top 2?
Was the Kovalchuk contract ever official?
That is one of them, 17 years.
Mm-hmm. And Rick is not number 2?
Rick is number 3. So I want the top 2, and you have Kovalchuk at number 2. So now I want the longest contract in U.S. sports history.
In U.S. sports history. The way you say sports.
Come on, this is a neat... This
David
is
Beckham.
No.
This is, you know, everything's so easy for Ty. When you tell him the answer before, it becomes very easy for him.
I knew this because this is like basic knowledge.
This is basic knowledge. All right, so it can't be football. And it's 15 years?
No, it's longer than 15 years.
It's longer than 15 years.
And it's longer than 17. 17 was number 2.
It's longer than 17?
Yes.
And is this forever ago?
Not too. The person.
Like it's in your lifetime.
Yes, and the person is still involved with the sport.
He's still. I mean, you don't consider Bobby Bonilla, right?
No.
Because still involved with the sport, and it's not A-Rod.
Not an NBA contract. Come on, Dave.
An NBA contract. I don't think I know it. What I don't know where that comes from. What, longest NBA contract?
He's currently involved with the organization still.
With his organization?
He is running the organization into the ground.
Into the ground?
Yes.
According to Ty.
It's not Larry Bird. I'm going to either need a hint or I'm going to have to opt out of this.
You're going to opt out because I've given you too many hints. Magic Johnson, the 25-year contract.
Yeah, I don't remember the 25-year contract. The Kovalchuk I remember because I think it got overturned. But the Magic, I don't remember. 25-year deal, that must have been early on in his career. All right, let's go to Brandon the car. Brandon, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Morning. Got a giant question for you.
Okay.
Who has the most rushing touchdowns in Giants history?
I mean, it's probably... It's got to be Tiki Barber.
Close, not Tiki Barber.
Barber.
Tiki had 55 touchdowns.
Tiki had how many?
55.
And someone had more rushing touchdowns than Tiki Barber?
60 is the number.
I'm thinking Frank Gifford, but it's not going to be Frank Gifford.
No, he's a little bit down the list.
Rodney Hampton.
He's third, I think.
Oh, for God's sakes. Brandon Jacobs.
Brandon Jacobs.
Oh, there we go. All right. 800-919-3776. Ty, are we calling it here? What are we doing?
Well, your co-host weighed in. I'm not sure if you want to take his question. Mr. Chris Canty has a...
Mr. Chris Canty.
Yes.
He's weighed in. Chris usually has some pretty decent questions. He says, and loves this segment, by the way.
He texts in, what was the first Netflix original series?
Ooh. Well, I wonder, was it the one with the... what's his face? With the guy that got kicked off the show and then they ended the show. With Robin Wright.
House of Cards you're talking.
Yeah, I'd say House of Cards.
Yes, that is correct.
This is what we do. All right, and then we're going to end it.
We can end it there.
And then we're going to end it right there.
Not impressed.
What do you mean not impressed?
I mean, I don't know. I just wasn't feeling
it. A B?
No, I think this is a hard C minus.
Now, Keith, the originator of Stump Rothenberg, maybe you'd have a better feel. A C minus?
No, I got to agree with him, Dave. I'm really disappointed. When I first started this segment with you, there was none of this multiple guest stuff. You're guessing too many times here. Either you're right or wrong. We move on to the next question.
Wow. I mean, this is some vitriol from guys that I thought were in
Jimmy,
my corner.
Jimmy, I thought, had a really good question. He said there are nine players who have to start
we're not
last
taking.
Season.
I said before the segment started, we're not taking nine answered questions.
He could have phrased, maybe he could go name five of the
we're
nine
not,
players.
No, I don't want to do that. I want to go one or two. That's it.
You've been stumped.
None of these nine. Keith, your question was fine.
Thank you.
We're not going, and I did not get it right, and that's fine, but we're not going nine answers. It's
Frank
too many.
Robinson question you should have gotten right. I expect more of you. You're baseball efficient.
All right. Well, I didn't get it right. I got it right on the second try, whether you want to count it or not. I'm not taking a C minus. I will take a, by the way, did you see this? I think it's either Charlotte or Raleigh. They want to make, and I don't remember the exact numbers, but like 85s will be A's. And 75s will be B's now?
Got to toughen them up.
I'd have gone to Harvard. I would have, like easily, I would have gotten scholarship money to Harvard. It's 85s, B's, and 75 A's. All right, 800-919-3776. We'll get back to Stump Rothenberg next week. We're going to streamline it. Ty, you and I are going to discuss this. We're going to streamline it because there's some things that have to be tweaked. And you're right. No multiple guesses and no, you know, there's six answers to this question either. We're going to streamline it. One answer, one guess, more rapid fire. You agree?
I agree. All right. So if you're like, I like that you just said that. If you're going to be tougher on the callers, you got to be tougher on yourself.
Listen, I'm not opposed to being tougher on myself. That's
Let's
fine.
Do that.
One answer, but one question.
That's set
None
the
of
standard.
These. There's three guys that have no one okay. answer.
Sure.
Like the Whoopi Goldberg one. That's a good question.
Okay.
I didn't get it right the first time. You move on.
Starts at the top. I like that.
Right. I'm the leader. I am the man who runs the segment. I have to be held accountable.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.
No sleep till...
All right, much better. I mean, Keith has been hot and cold all day long. Good song, bad song. Gets you in the mood. Kills the mood, finishes on a very strong note.
I gotta
say. Now what you do with Anita starting at noon, that's between you and her.
I gotta
finish our time together very well.
Gotta say, you got a lot of LeBron James in you. And I'm not
I
talking
do.
About talent, but you seemingly throw your teammates under the bus just all the time.
It's not true at all. I'm very positive of all you guys.
Never take the blame for how you wet the bed and stump Rothenberg. It's always
How dare you?
A lot of
because
LeBron
I here. Said I have to be better, and yeah. Keith will even understand that.
But
I give Keith props and love and adoration when due, and when it's not, I'm a motivator.
Yeah.
I'm like a Michael Jordan. This is what
no,
I do.
No, you're
it's the verbal punch in the face like he's done to Steve Kerr in the past.
You're LeBron. You're
I need to keep you guys in a very razor sharp.
You're
is what I need
for
to trade. Do.
Like someone asked a bad question, and it's Ty's fault because he didn't scream properly.
You know, publicly throw
your teammates under the bus.
And when push comes to shove, am I always in your corner?
I don't know.
Okay, 800-919-3776. Let's spend a couple moments on baseball, and particularly the Mets and how this Bryce Harper signing. Listen, he stays in the same division. It's not like you didn't see Bryce Harper. Now you're going to see him 19 times a year. You're just going to see him in a different uniform. I don't love where the Mets are standing right now. I really don't. I'd be lying to you if I said that I did. Washington, even though they lose Harper, had a good offseason. Atlanta won the division last year, and they had Josh Donaldson. Now, I'm not saying that they're going to be a 95-win team, but they're still a really good team. And Philly is, I mean, head and shoulders better than they were last year. The only question about Philadelphia is the back end of their rotation, right? That's it. You like Nola. You like Arrieta. And the question is, what do you get from Vince Velasquez and Zach Eflin and these guys? But their bullpen is good. And their lineup? I mean, and again, look at the Mets for question marks. And the thing that drives me crazy is that Brody came out and was so adamant about, we don't want ifs. So you tell me, do we have ifs? Is first base an if? Yes. I'll give you second base. I'll give you shortstop right now. Third base, Todd Frazier, Jed Lowry, assuming they're healthy enough, okay. Outfield. Are you all in on Nimmo? Do you buy into Lagares? Conforto, second half was great last year. Can he pick up where he left off? We don't know. A lot of ifs. If. Starting rotation, you love DeGrom, non-issue. Syndergaard, if he's healthy. He has not been. If he is. Zach Wheeler. Well, Zach Wheeler is so great. Listen, Zach Wheeler was unbelievable in the second half of last season, and no one denies it. But how many meaningful games did the Mets have in the second half of last season? None? Right? Steven Matz? Jason Vargas? Again, I could be wrong. You know, we talked to David Ross yesterday, World Series champion with the Cubs, with us now on ESPN, and he said he really likes what the Mets are doing. And maybe I'm wrong. I look at Philadelphia, that's an offseason. I look at the Mets, that's piecemeal. I look at Washington, they added another big-time starter. I think the Mets are right now, I think, realistically third or fourth in this division. And they're going for it. And that, to me, is the frustrating part of it. If you were in the midst of rebuilding, and that's why they went with Brody. So if the Mets are an 85-win team, yeah, so you go 85 and, 77. But you're not succeeding. You need to go to the postseason. And I think postseason means you got to play a best of five. 800-919-3776. So am I anxious, nervous, whatever? Yeah. And I look on the other side of town and it's like, do you have any issues? Will we go with Voit or Greg Bird? One of them will be fine. Is Gary Sanchez going to hit 180? These are not real issues. Jay Happ got smacked around the other day, by the way. Tommy in the car. Tommy, you're on 98.7.
Hey, Dave. I think it's
I can't hear a word that Tommy is saying. Mike in Farmingdale. Mikey, you're up next.
Dave, what's up, man?
What's up, Mike?
All right, so actually, I kind of want to just jump in with you. About the Mets. It's always ifs with them. I mean, I feel like we've had this conversation 2 years ago with the whole, you know, Matt Harvey when they, you know, gave him that $1 million extension, but like for what?
It just feels, you know? Because it's obvious that they have a financial issue and they can't spend money like other teams do. And instead of just being honest about it, they skirt around the issue all the time. And it's frustrating, Mike. It's really frustrating.
I definitely agree with the money issue. But then, like, all of a sudden, you know, during this offseason, like, he's signing guys. Like, we're getting guys. But I'm like, but nothing is.
Yeah, but you're not getting the elite player. You're getting piecemeal. Listen, I like Jed Lowry, but he's not a star player. He's a guy. Robinson Cano. I mean, you traded your farm system away for Robinson Cano and Edwin Diaz. And you picked up a lot of a contract that nobody wanted a part of.
Yeah.
Jason Vargas. I mean, are these the guys you want?
No, and I feel like it's classic moves where we're getting like Cano, Lowry, guys that are like on the back end, like always on the back end, like never someone that we're confident, like, boom, this guy is going to do it.
Yeah, because like, the older guy is looking for an extra year of stability and they're willing to sign with the Mets.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I mean, look at the signings. Jed Lowry, Todd Frazier, Jay Bruce. Cespedes. Now, the Mets fan really wanted that, but you see the theme. It's the same thing, and it's continuous over and over and over. So do I think they could win 90 games? I mean, I'd be surprised. I would love it. Now, there's two different things here, people. I can look at it honestly and objectively and tell you what I think can happen and then hope I'm wrong. I'm not too big to hope I'm wrong. I hope Eli Manning goes out and goes undefeated next year. I'd love it. Love the Giants to win. I just don't see it. So I'm not going to lie to you. Jose in Jersey. Jose, next up, 98.7.
Hey, Dave. I couldn't agree with you more regarding the Mets. They definitely need an outfielder like an Adam Jones or Carlos Gonzalez. Somebody give them a little insurance. And we need another power hitter to compete at first base. We can't go in with question marks like last year with Adrian Gonzalez. And I mean, who even knows what Peter Alonso is going to give you this year?
You have no idea. I mean, and the amazing thing to me, Jose, and I just mentioned it, and thanks for the phone call, is Brody's big thing was about ifs. I don't want ifs, he said. I didn't say it. He said it. They have more ifs than anybody in this division this side of Miami. Richard in Manhattan. Richard, you're next up on 98.7.
Dave, you talked about the veteran and charging the older veteran. I got a baseball card story that you'll love. I learned from my mother. 1965, I'm 10 years old. Now, in those days, boys growing up in the 60s, baseball cards were bigger than the cell phone ever was. We didn't go anywhere without our baseball cards, the kids. Well, anyway, I'm 10 years old, and my mother is going to go shopping, food shopping. So my friend next door wanted to come, so we went. My mother's inside the grocery store, into the supermarket, and we're playing a game with the baseball cards. Because not only did you collect baseball cards...
Yeah, you flipped them. I used to flip when I was a kid, too.
Correct. Now, this flip we played was you lined one card against the wall at a 45-degree angle, and then you stayed back about 15 feet, and you kneeled down, and a Frisbee style, you had to knock it down one at a time. And the winner would get the pot. Whoever knocked it down got the cards that didn't go. Anyway, I ended up winning a lot of cards from the kid. My mother comes out of the supermarket, and I say, Ma, look at all the cards I've won from Kenton. She says, you give those cards back to him. He was a good friend. He came with you, and he stayed with you while your mother went shopping. You give him back. So I learned that lesson when I was 10 years old. That was a big lesson. Dave, one more thing I wanted to mention.
Yes. More than just the lesson, the life lesson.
That was a good lesson, wasn't it?
That was a terrific lesson.
I thought so, too.
Yeah.
Carried me throughout. Dave, figure this out. I can't figure it out. The basketball season, NBA season, starts around Columbus Day and can finish around Father's Day. That's 8 full months.
Right.
Baseball season starts late March, finishes it around late October. Mm-hmm. 7 full months. How is one league where they play half the amount of games 1 month longer than the other league? Can you explain to me?
You can't play basketball every day, Richard. I mean, this is as obvious as the day is long. You can't play 7 basketball games a week. As it is, when they play back-to-back games, you know, the league has uproars and the better players don't want to do that. But at least we got the life lesson about you don't take baseball cards from friends who help you go shopping with your mom. All right. Anita is in-house. She has been at the Combine. She has more information and knowledge than you could possibly imagine. So she's going to come your way the next couple of hours. The Combine continues 1 o'clock on ABC today. You will not see Kyler Murray throw, but all the rest of the quarterbacks. So that's going to be live on ABC Channel 7. Anita is up next. I'm back with you on Monday morning with Rick and Chris. Have a great weekend on 98.7 ESPN.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.